Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Overnight is truck drivers, third shifter. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hotel workers, hospitality workers out there making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, lot to get into this morning, and first and foremost, we really got to talk about the Atlanta Falcons, and Terry Fontenot spoke to the media along with Raheem Morris, but they also joined this radio station, as I told you they would yesterday. Terry Fontenot was talking about talking to the morning shift. He joined the morning shift at 8:40 yesterday. We're going to let you hear a little bit of that interview air in just a couple of minutes. He also talked about, Raheem Morris, I should say, also talked to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And we'll let you hear a little bit from that as well. He talked to the Midday Show about, I think it was 11:35-ish or 11:45, actually, when he came on. But either way goes, both gave some good stuff. I want to start with Terry Fontenot, though, because he really gave us some good insight to what maybe direction the Falcons could be looking in draft-wise. And even before we get to Terry Fontenot, there is some very important and pertinent news to talk about when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons, because they kind of told us what was going to happen in the draft a little bit. At least as far as yesterday goes, they might have tipped their hand a little bit, which I'm not mad at, but it definitely gave us some insight to what the Falcons could be doing in this draft. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, and if you haven't seen what I'm talking about, there have been multiple reports coming out yesterday that the Atlanta Falcons are all in on defense, at least at the NFL Combine. So they had 45 one-on-one interviews. They were allowed 45 one-on-one interviews yesterday. And all 45 one-on-one interviews were with defensive players. Not one with an offensive player. All of the 45 one-on-one interviews yesterday were with defensive players. But wait, there's more. Falcons assistant coaches in Indy? Every single Falcons assistant coach on the defensive side of the ball. Not offensive coach in sight for the Atlanta Falcons. So that was the big news really coming out of the NFL Combine yesterday for the Atlanta Falcons. All defensive interviews, all defensive coaches there. The Falcons seem like they're going all in on defense this season. And look, I'm here for it. And when I first saw this, it made me think, and the question I automatically thought to myself right away was, is this a good thing? Are the Falcons maybe doing too much to tip their hand as far as what direction they're going in when it comes to the draft? And then once I kept thinking about it, I was like, nah, not really. It really doesn't matter because we still have no clue what direction they're going to go in defensively. We know this is a defensive draft. Everybody pretty much already expects the Falcons to finally draft their pass rusher this year. So we still don't know what direction they're going to go in defensively. There's still a lot of positions they could go defensively. Now, we have a few, you know, picked out, and we have an idea, a pretty good idea of what direction they're going to go in, whether it be pass rusher, maybe corner. I don't really see them going either. Or they could go interior defensive line, maybe D-tackle. I could see that as well. But besides those three, we really don't see them going any other direction. But who knows? They could. They drafted a quarterback last year when nobody saw that coming. So, look, I don't think it should be a concern if Falcons fans are concerned at all with them just strictly talking to defensive players so far. And look, you know, that doesn't mean that's what it's going to be throughout the rest of the combine. The combine doesn't end until Sunday. They could have offensive coaches come in and maybe they'll just, you know, maybe they'll do all offense today. Who knows? But at least what it looks like right now and what the optics look like right now, looks like the Falcons are all in on defense, and I'm not mad at that one bit. And I don't think Falcons fans should be concerned about them, you know, tipping their hand or anything like that, because they're not. Again, we all pretty much figured, everybody knows that they're pretty much going to go after defense, or assumes they're going to go after defense. So I don't think that should be a problem to you or any other Falcons fans out there either. So I wanted to definitely touch on that news and give my take on that report, those reports coming out yesterday. But going back to Terry Fontenot, with this news coming out that the Falcons have all defensive coaches there, all of their 45 one-on-one interviews yesterday were with defensive players, I think this soundbite that I'm about to play for you for Terry Fontenot is very important and could end up being very telling, because he joined the morning shift yesterday and Bo Morgan asked if there could be now, with the depth in the draft and the team needs on defense, and again, this being a very deep defensive draft, we know the Falcons and Terry Fontenot have had the draft strategy of drafting best player available. And at least in the first round, it's worked out so far. But yesterday, Bo asked Terry if that drafting best player available strategy could maybe switch up a little bit this year because of, again, the obvious needs on defense and because of the depth of defensive players and how deep of a defensive draft this is, if that mindset could change from drafting best player available to drafting best defensive player available. And now that we have heard and have seen the reports yesterday that they had all defensive coaches there and all their one-on-one interviews with defensive players, I think that could be a – I think this is a very important question. So here's Terry Fontenot talking about if their draft strategy could change from drafting best player available to drafting best defensive player available.
Super deep on the defense. Like I said, we met with a bunch of those guys already on yesterday, and there's a lot of really, really good defensive players in the draft. So we got to take the best player for us, and you just never want to reach for needs. That's the key point with that. You want to keep making your total team better because it is truly a complementary game.
So with him saying that yesterday, and that again, that was on the morning shift where he joined Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and Mark Zeno, who was filling in for Tiffany Blackman. She's out on assignment. With him saying that on the morning shift yesterday, that tells me that I think they probably are definitely looking defense, and they're still going to keep the mindset of drafting best player available, but that best player available is probably going to be on the defensive side of the ball. And also, I thought him saying that they're not going to reach for talent is important, and obviously still keeping that mindset of drafting best player available, that tells me that, okay, if a defensive lineman that they're definitely not in love with is there, but, you know, a defensive lineman is there, but they think maybe a corner, maybe Will Johnson is still there, whoever it may be, it tells me that they are going to, instead of maybe reach for a defensive lineman, they're not going to get a defensive lineman and reach for a defensive lineman just for the sake of getting a defensive lineman. They're going to get that corner if they think that corner is better. They're going to draft Will Johnson instead of drafting Walter Nolan if they think Will Johnson is a better prospect and a better player overall than Walter Nolan. And I'm not saying Will Johnson is better than Walter Nolan or vice versa. I'm just using that as an example. But it does sound like to me that he, without saying it, said that this is a very deep defensive draft. And he did say that, but this is a very deep defensive draft. The best player on the board when we're picking is probably going to be a defensive player. So with that being said, we're going to draft a defensive player, but it's going to be whoever the best defensive player on the board is. Doesn't mean it's a defensive lineman. Doesn't mean it's a corner. Doesn't mean it's an interior defensive lineman. Doesn't mean it's an edge rusher. It's whoever the best defensive player on the board is. So, again, he didn't necessarily say all that, but that's, to me, the vibe I kind of got from it. So if, you know, they come up at 15 and they, again, like a corner, again, whether it's Will Johnson or whoever is there, they like a corner more than they like, you know, the defensive lineman there, they're going to go with the corner. Or if, you know, they like the defensive lineman there the most, then, yeah, they'll take a defensive lineman. So to me, it does seem like that they are definitely going to go with defense, but it's going to be whoever the best defensive player is. So it doesn't necessarily mean off defensive line, doesn't necessarily mean corner, whoever the best defensive player they feel like on the board at that time is. So I thought that was definitely very telling and gave some pretty good insight. Again, you're never going to get too much from Terry Fontenot during this time. They're going to play it very close to the chest, as they should. But I did think that was definitely a good little bit of insight there from Terry Fontenot. So that was good to hear, and that was a good interview. We won't get to play it in its entirety, but if you want to go back and hear that interview in its entirety, all you got to do is download the free Odyssey app, search 929 The Game, find the morning shift, and you'll be able to find the interview in its entirety there. And also, you can follow the morning shift or 929 The Game on Twitter at 929 The Game, at 929 Morning Shift, and the link to the full interview has been posted there as well. So a couple of places you can access it. But again, good stuff from Terry Fontenot. We'll let you hear a little bit from Raheem Morris next segment, and we'll get that going for you. But last thing I do want to touch on when it comes to the Falcons before we go to break here, really quick, a couple of other big sound bites that came out of the combine. Raheem Morris saying that Michael Penix is our quarterback. He was asked, obviously, about Kirk Cousins. And Terry Fontenot also was asked when he was here on the morning shift with Mark Zeno, Mike Johnson, and Bo Morgan. He was also asked about Kirk Cousins, and you know, if the team has, you know, the feeling about Kirk Cousins has changed by the team, and he said the team stance on Kirk Cousins hasn't changed, and they're still very much comfortable with him being the backup, and they have no different feelings. The feelings have not differed between, you know, how they feel about Kirk Cousins or what they felt about Kirk Cousins then and how they feel about Kirk Cousins now. So they're still comfortable with Kirk being the backup. Doesn't mean he will be, but they are, from what Terry Fontenot told the morning shift, still very much comfortable with Kirk Cousins being the backup. And then when Raheem was asked about it, when he was talking to the media yesterday, he said, Michael Penix is our quarterback. So there you have it. No quarterback controversy as of right now. And, you know, when I say quarterback controversy, meaning that, you know, they're still comfortable with Kirk being the backup. MP9 obviously still going to be the starting quarterback, and he still is the quarterback. So nothing has changed. Everything's still status quo when it comes to the Falcons quarterback situation. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, about 5 minutes from now, we'll let you hear some of what Raheem Morris had to tell the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Coming up next, does he feel like Kirk Cousins misled the team? Raheem Morris answers that question next on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in, already at work, on their way to work. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Appreciate you all tuning in. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself @_DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app. You're going to want that thing now more than ever. Terry Fontenot on with the morning shift yesterday. Raheem Morris on with the Midday Show with Andy and Randy yesterday. You want to make sure if you haven't heard those interviews, you go hear them. And the only way you can do that is you go to the Odyssey app and you download that thing on your smartphone and all your smart devices. Search 92.9 The Game. Find The Morning Shift. Find Andy and Randy. And if you like my show, too, you can look up The Hometown Take. And you can go back, listen to my show in its entirety. All the great shows here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in their entirety. And then you can also go back and listen to those interviews by Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments, too. You can do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download that on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. All right. As promised, going to let you hear from Raheem Morris as he joined the Midday Show with Andy and Randy yesterday. Let you hear a couple of cuts from Terry Fontenot last segment when he was with the Morning Shift. And I'll let you hear a couple of more cuts from Terry Fontenot on the Morning Shift this segment as well. But want to start with Raheem Morris. This is from, again, when he was on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy yesterday. Again, if you want to listen to that interview in its entirety, you go to the929thegame.com. You can go on the Odyssey app, or you can go to their podcast page as well. So, with Raheem Morris, we all know about Kirk Cousins and what has happened and, you know, his comments during Super Bowl week saying he actually was a little bit banged up and he never really got back to where he was, and talking about how he got banged up week 10 and, you know, he never really came back from that. However, he was only on the injury report for that 1 week after the Saints game, which again is when he said he suffered the injury, but he was only on the injury report for a day, said that was a clerical error, even though he then went on to admit that he was hurt, and then he only ended up being on the injury report that one time. So it does feel like it was definitely misleading by Kirk Cousins. Well, Andy asked Raheem Morris yesterday if he feels like Kirk Cousins misled the Falcons.
You know, you never want to say misled, because I don't know if it was taken the wrong way, it was taken out of context, but you'd have to ask those kind of questions to him based on what we did, right? We were out there together for a long time, for a bunch of weeks that we talked about, and watched him go out there and practice and be able to get all the things done that we wanted him to get accomplished, and we felt really good about those things going into games. And the reasons you have to make some of those changes and make those decisions is because the decision-making wasn't the right way, and we had to make the change because of that.
There you go. So you hear Kirk Cousins, you hear Raheem Morris talking about, hey, we did what we were supposed to do. You got to ask Kirk Cousins that. I ain't going to say he misled us, but you got to ask him about that. We did what we were supposed to do on our end, and, you know, maybe Kirk was taking out of context. Raheem Morris was like, I don't know. All I know is we did what we were supposed to do, and we're going to keep it at that. So, you know, that is a very, you know, professional answer from Raheem Morris, but also a professional way of saying we covered our behinds. I don't know what Kirk's talking about. I don't know what he's saying, because we did what we were supposed to do as far as, you know, him being on the injury report and talking to him. So you got to ask him what's up with that. You got to go to him about the rest. And I think that's very fair, because, again, this does seem like something that's more so on the hands of Kirk Cousins as far as, okay, you were saying you were injured and you never really got back to where you were supposed to, but when you were asked multiple times during the regular season, you said that you were healthy, and you also said it was a clerical error during the season. So what's really going on? But again, we've talked about this till we're blue in the face, and I'm starting to turn blue. So we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about something else. All I know is that Raheem Morris said you got to ask Terry, and you got to ask Kirk. And Terry yesterday on the Morning Shift said our stance on Kirk hasn't changed. So everything still seems very much status quo, at least at the moment, with the Falcons and Kirk Cousins. So that's where we leave it off, and that is where we are with that. I do want to let you hear one more from Terry Fontenot as well before we kind of switch gears here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Terry Fontenot again on with the Morning Shift yesterday, and what I want to talk about now is is, again, we talked about at the beginning of the show that the Falcons had all defensive coaches at the combine yesterday. No offensive coaches, all assistant coaches that were at the scouting combine in Indy yesterday were on the defensive side of the ball. That's from multiple reports. Multiple guys have reported that. And all the interviews that they did, all the one-on-one interviews that they did with draft prospects yesterday were also all defensive players. So it looks like, at least as of right now, and, you know, maybe that could change. They could do maybe all offensive today. Who knows? Is what they did yesterday doesn't mean they're going to keep it all defensive. But as far as what we know right now, what we see right now, it seems like the Falcons are definitely all in on drafting defense. But I do have the question now, because the Falcons are still going to do something in free agency, I would think, right? They're going to have a little bit of money to do a little something, right? So with that being said, and with that thought, are the Falcons telling us that they're going to double down in free agency and the draft? Are they going to double down on defense? Are they going to go get a corner in free agency and then a defensive lineman in the draft and another corner in free agency, another defensive line? Like, are they going to double down defensively in the draft, whether it's, you know, a two defensive linemen through the draft in free agency, you know, a corner to defensive lineman, who knows? But are they going to double down? That is my thought. And Terry Fontenot was on with the morning shift yesterday, and he was talking about the free agent, talking about how free agent fit matters, and, you know, obviously how costs are unknown, but does seem like the Falcons are definitely going to try and pull something off when it comes to free agency moves. So here is Terry Fontenot talking about how free agent fit matters, but again, you know, the costs are unknown, but seems like, again, the Falcons are going to try and do a little something.
At this point, when you're looking at free agents, which you don't know, the missing pieces, you don't know what the true cost is going to be. And so we just basically have, from our administration department, our analytics department, we have groups that work really hard to anticipate what the numbers are going to be at different spots. And as we're trying to put the puzzle together at this point, but there's a big unknown things that we just don't know. So that's why we have to cast a wide net. But the important part still is to focus on the vision of the player, how he's going to fit for us on the field, and how he's going to fit for us in the locker room.
There you go. So obviously the ethos is still a big deal for the Falcons as far as looking for a free agent goes. But I really do think they could double down when it comes to defense. It feels like, as of right now, from what we know about how they were coming at the draft yesterday, just going straight up all defense with interviews and coaches there, and knowing all they need defensively and all the free agents they have on defense, it feels like they could really go all defense this offseason. It really feels like they could completely try and revamp their defense this offseason, because, again, the offense is pretty much set. Now, you do have a question about Drew Dahlman. I mean, that may be the only thing that they address on the offensive side of the ball is maybe, you know, center. And, of course, they'll do some other small things for sure. But as far as, you know, big things on offense, everything's pretty much set. Quarterback set, running back set. You got your two wide receivers. Maybe you go out there and get a third wide receiver, but you do have Raver McLeod, so you don't necessarily have to address that either. You got offensive line, again, besides Drew Dahlman. You got all your offensive line tied up. You do right now have the tight end spot tied up if you want that. You still do have Kyle Pitts and Charlie Warner under contract, so you don't have to do anything there. You got everything pretty much tied up offensively, again, besides Drew Dahlman. So I think the Falcons are really, really seriously considering taking this opportunity to just go all in on defense this offseason. And I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it at all. The more defensive talent you get in here, whether it be through free agency in the draft, the more, at this point, it'll be a numbers game. The more guys you bring in, you know, the more likely chances of all those guys hitting or some of those guys hitting and being a great addition to this team. So I'm here for it for sure. And we'll see exactly what the Falcons are going to do this offseason. But it seems like we are full steam ahead towards a just full-on defensive offseason for the Falcons. And it seems like the theme of this offseason for the Falcons is going to be ramping up that defense in free agency where they can, and then building through the draft, building that defense through the draft as well. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what the Falcons are able to do this offseason, and I'm excited to see what they bring in and what they end up doing, and obviously what they do with the 15th overall pick, whether they keep it there or try to trade back, and then what they, again, are able to accomplish free agency-wise as well. So be interesting to see there. A couple of quick things before we go to break here as far as locally that are happening and that have happened yesterday. The Braves won both of their split squad games yesterday as they continue spring training. The Braves took down the Pirates, and the Red Sox beat the Pirates 2-1 yesterday. And for the Braves, pitching-wise, as I'm looking for the pitching here, it looks like they had Spencer Schwellenbach go yesterday. He pitched two innings, only gave up a hit, had two strikeouts. Good to see from him. Hurston Waldrop also got to go. Another notable name got to pitch yesterday. He pitched an inning and walked one, but gave up no runs. So good to see that from Spencer Schwellenbach and Hurston Waldrop. Now, Waldrop was optioned down to AAA, I believe it was. So he's going down along with Dylan Dodd, I believe, with the two moves yesterday. I'll confirm those for you real quick after I tell you about their 6-1 victory over the Boston Red Sox yesterday as well. How about this? Former Brave Sean Newcomb pitched for the Red Sox yesterday. He went two innings and gave up a hit, had three strikeouts, though, so he looked pretty solid as far as that goes. For the Braves, though, yesterday, Reynaldo Lopez pitched in the game against the Red Sox. Two innings for him, gave up a hit, two strikeouts as well, so he looked good as well. Pierce Johnson went an inning, only gave up a hit, and had a strikeout as well. So a couple of guys who look to be, obviously, big helps and big contributors to the Braves look good. Marcell Ozuna hit a home run yesterday as well. Austin Riley got a hit. So offense got going in one of the games, and the pitching was working in both games. So that was good to see as well. And then lastly, just a quick update for you. I wanted to give you the exact update about the Braves and who they optioned yesterday. I know it was Dylan Dodd and Hurston Waldrop for sure. And yeah, they optioned Dylan Dodd and Hurston Waldrop to AAA Gwinnett and reassigned right-handed pitcher Enoli Paredes and right-handed pitcher Roy Bear Solanas to minor league camp. So the Braves now have 56 players in camp as they start to kind of whittle down the roster just a little bit. And they'll be back in action today against the Pittsburgh Pirates. 1:05 is the time for first pitch. All right, when we come back here on Hometown Take, we've gone long enough without talking about it. How about them Dawgs? Looks like they're going to be in the tournament after another big win. They needed it. They got it. The Dawgs taking down the Gators, the number 3 Gators last night. Men's basketball team just might have punched their ticket to the tournament. We'll talk about that next here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to all my early morning, late night gym goers that are out there on their way to the gym, already at the gym. Appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well, because I know you're out there. All right. We have gone long enough without talking about the job our dogs were able to do last night. They took down the number 3 ranked Florida Gators and finally got themselves another big win in the SEC. And, man, I think with that, pretty sure they have now clinched their ticket to the NCAA tournament. Before this win last night, they went 88-83, by the way. Before this win last night, they were sitting on the first four out. And now they should definitely be in, I feel like, after this win. Because now if you look at the wins that Georgia has, if you go through their schedule and look at what they have been able to accomplish thus far, they have taken down, as far as ranked opponents go, they have taken down, obviously, number 3 Florida last night. They beat Kentucky back in January. They were number 6. At the time, were able to take down Kentucky. They beat who was then ranked number 17, Oklahoma. So that was a solid win for them. Also got a win against South Carolina, obviously. They were right there against Mississippi State. I don't know how much that'll actually help them, but they were right there against Mississippi State. And then now they take down number 3, Florida, which is obviously their best and biggest win. Third quad one win for the Georgia Bulldogs. Thank you, Data, as you just told me that in my ear. Third quad one win for the Bulldogs. And you feel pretty good now about the Dogs being able to sneak in. And obviously, we'll see what they do in the SEC tournament. But three regular season games left for the Dogs. Next game will be Saturday as they take on the Texas Longhorns. And then they'll take on South Carolina Tuesday. And then a week from this upcoming Saturday, March 8th, they'll finish out their regular season taking on Vanderbilt. And if they can beat Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt's a solid team. That'll be another good win for the Dogs. But taking down number 3 Florida, you feel pretty good about what the Dogs are going to be able to do and how and then their chances of them getting into the NCAA tournament. So huge, huge, huge win for the Georgia Bulldogs. You figure they were going to have to steal one up against a solid team, whether that be, you know, Auburn. Obviously, they didn't do that. Florida, they were able to get that done, or maybe a Vanderbilt would be a solid enough win. But they got it done against Florida, and now we just got to, you know, hope they can close out the season strong, get wins against Texas, who are 16-11, Georgia now 17-11, Then they can hopefully can beat South Carolina again. They've already beat them once this year. And then if they can take down Vanderbilt at home, that'll be a tougher game for the Dogs. Winnable game, but tougher game. They can take down Vanderbilt. You feel really good. So these next three games, three winnable games. So you feel like if you finish, if you're Georgia and you finish off the season with a four-game winning streak, with the first game of that winning streak being you taking down number three Florida, you have to feel like the Dogs are going to be in. You have to feel like the Dogs will be in the NCAA tournament, you know, really no matter what they do in the SEC tournament. So yeah, hopefully they don't stub their toe in any of these three games. If they do, then they might have to do a little bit more in the SEC tournament to find themselves into the NCAA tournament. However, if they are able to, again, finish off this season on a four-game winning streak, one of those wins coming up against number three Florida, then you feel good about the Dogs and their chances to make the NCAA tournament no matter what they do in the SEC tournament. So good stuff from the Georgia Bulldogs there. Congratulations to Mike White and the Dogs for that win. And just to give you a quick little insight, just in case you missed the game last night, Florida really didn't get much of any offense from guys other than Will Richard, who dropped 30, and then they also got 18 points out of Walter Clayton Jr. But other than that, those are only two guys in double figures. You know, you had Alex Condon come off the bench. He had 9 points, but other than that, I mean, you know, Elijah Martin had 8, but it was really just two guys that were able to put the ball in the bucket for consistently for Florida, and Georgia was able to take advantage of that, and they had on their end, the Dogs had 5 guys in double figures. So you had Silas DeMari Jr. He came in, the leading scorer, 21 points, 4-6 from 3 last night, 7-12 from the field. Really good night for him. Ace Newell continues to shine, 15 points, 9 rebounds, nearly a double-double from him. RJ Godfrey had 10 points as well. Also, Blue Kane had a solid game. 12 points, 4-6 from the field, 1-1 from 3, 6 rebounds. So Dogs did a really good job shooting the basketball last night, 28 of 52 from the field. That's 53, almost 54% from the field. And then they shot 55, almost 56% from 3. So yeah, you knew you would need a good shooting night to beat the Gators, and they got just that. And defensively, they were good as well, didn't allow Florida to do much. Florida only shot 40% from the field, almost 41%. They only shot 34% from 3. So a really good night for the Dogs offensively and defensively. Tyron Lawrence off the bench for the Dogs also had 14 points. So that was good to see as well. So, look, this is a Georgia team that you feel like is starting to make that turn. They haven't gotten to the point where they can consistently compete with the top teams in college basketball and the top teams in the SEC, but they do have it in them. They just showed they got it in them. They can take down a top dog. They can take down a top dog in college basketball. They showed you that last night. They just haven't found that way, or they haven't got those guys to consistently do that yet, but it's coming. Obviously, you got a big recruiting class coming in next season, and you hope that Mike White can keep bringing them in, because we know the hub that is Georgia basketball when it comes to all the really good high school players you got here in the state of Georgia when it comes to high school basketball. So hopefully Mike White can keep on bringing them in, and this will be good. You know, if Georgia can become that new it team, that new kind of sexy team that it becomes trendy to go to, they can get some good players, and Mike White can continue to turn this program around. So really good win for the Bulldogs last night. And again, part of becoming that team and becoming, you know, a team that is sexy to recruits and a place that guys want to go to is getting in the NCAA tournament, knowing that a recruit wants to know that they're going to get some national exposure when they go to your school. And right now that hasn't been the case for Georgia, but they can make the NCAA tournament and show they're a consistent NCAA tournament team. And guys know that they will be on the biggest stage under the brightest lights in front of the biggest cameras when they go to Georgia That's the difference right there. So, again, another big win for Georgia, 88-83. They take down the number three Florida Gators and hand the Gators just their fourth loss of the season as the Gators now fall to 24-4. So huge for the Georgia Bulldogs. Again, congratulations to all those players and Mike White. Do want to keep it on the hardwood as we talk about the Atlanta Hawks. They're back at it again against the Miami Heat. They took down the Miami Heat in very impressive fashion. It wasn't a great offensive night for either team, but the Hawks allowed the fewest points they had in nearly 4 years when they took down the Miami Heat Monday night, 98-86. And hopefully they can come up with a repeat performance and get another win over the Miami Heat. And that'll be big if they can, because again, the Heat are a team that are now directly below you in these Eastern Conference standings. You're just literally percentage points ahead of the Heat going into tonight's game. Hawks are in eighth. Heat are in ninth. So hopefully the Hawks can get themselves another win and maybe get a little bit closer if they get help from some other teams around the league. Hopefully they can get some help and maybe get a little bit closer to that seventh seed and then, you know, maybe even get a little bit closer to that sixth seed. But the Pistons, they're playing well right now. They're on a seven-game winning streak. However, the Pistons do take on the Celtics tonight. So this could be a very good opportunity for the Hawks to jump up and get a game on the Pistons, because, you know, if anybody's going to stop a win streak, it's definitely the Celtics. So Celtics and Pistons playing tonight, and then the Hawks take it on the Heat. Pregame going to start at 7 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 97 The Game, your flagship station of your Atlanta Hawks. So pregame going to get going at 7 and then tip shortly after 7:30 with Steve Holman on the call. And then they're also only a game back of the Orlando Magic for seventh in the East, and again five games back of the Pistons for sixth place. But maybe it'll be four tonight. You take down the Heat, handle business against the Heat again in Miami, and then hopefully the Celtics can help you out a little bit by taking down the Pistons. Find yourself four games back with still a little over 20 games to play. We'll see what happens. And then let me check too, see if the Magic, while we're at it, while we're talking about the standings, let's see if the Magic are in action tonight. I don't think they are. I think they played last night. They played the Cavs last night, actually, and they did lose to the Cavs. So you could pick up a half game on the Magic tonight as well. So Cavs blew out the Magic, 122-82. Goodness gracious. But we'll see if the Hawks can handle their own business, because that's what it really comes down to. Got to handle their own business first before they worry about what other teams are doing. So hopefully they can get that win. Also, it was another big night and another big game in the NBA last night as the Lakers took on the Magic. First time since the Luka AD trade. Now, this game was in L.A. Luka wasn't back in Dallas and AD wasn't playing. However, Lakers got that dub. They were ready to come out, and Luka, as you can imagine, was very much motivated. Now, he didn't have the greatest night scoring-wise, but he still had a big game. 19 points, 12 assists, 15 rebounds, a big triple-double for Luka Doncic. LeBron had a big game as well, 27-12 for the Kang. Rui Hachimura, 15 points, 6 rebounds, hit a couple of threes. Austin Reeves had 20 points as well. So the big four for the big four for L.A., coming in clutch again, all getting over double figures, all getting over 15 points when you talk about Luka, LeBron, Austin Reeves, and Rui Hachimura. So good night for the Lakers, as they're starting to look like contenders. If they can have Luka be in his best shape, LeBron can stay healthy, Austin Reeves keeps doing what he's doing, Lakers are a solid team. They got some solid pieces off the bench too. We'll see. We'll see. But that is my time. Appreciate y'all tuning in. When we talk to you tomorrow, we'll see if the Hawks, in fact, handled business against the Miami Heat. And, of course, we'll give you the latest coming out of the NFL Combine. But that is going to do it for me. Morning Shift with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.